all K-pop fans, stans, and everyone in between, I'm Dan. I know nothing about K-pop, but that hasn't stopped my three friends here from dragging me into the K-pop abyss. Say hi, everybody.
It's Dominique.
It's Melissa.
Jamie.
Okay, so, Dom, what are we talking about this week?
Okay, so we decided to go a little off the beaten track and go with a sort of vague and sort of broad but yet super specific topic of concepts in K-pop.
Sort of vague, sort of broad, but super specific.
That was the, like, weirdest, like, explanation of this in the world.
I mean, it is what it is. Anyway. So, concepts. I suppose it'll come down to what we're speaking of, but in terms of concepts in K-pop, we're usually talking about, like, either, one, a visual theme, two, like, the inspiration basis that kind of based on an era or a comeback, or music concepts, or, like, attitude, personality, media presentation wise, the way a group presents themselves to people. So it has a lot of usage, which is why I said it's pretty vague and wide, but it's also super specific.
I mostly went with visuals.
Okay.
I mean, that's one way to look at it, so...
Okay, so to be perfectly clear, concepts originally started as a phrase for specifically a way a group presents themselves to the media slash public slash whatever. So in terms of what I mean by this is the girl crush concept. They have a pure innocent concept or the boy next door concept or a rap concept, kind of like it's like a theme. Like a theme that they base a group around. And then from there, the term concept ended up evolving to include styles, of, like straight up styles of music, the visual representation in music videos, the way they look, or even concepts of an entire album.
Oh, I think I'm slowly starting to click on this one.
It's like basic, a theme.
It's your gimmick.
It's like a theme.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Theme.
You can call it their gimmick. It's fine.
It's not really a gimmick. Gimmicks are different.
Yeah, because there's other gimmicks it's are fine. Like...
ripping off your shirt in the middle of a song or doing laugh flicks or doing aerobatic tricks during a dance, during the dance.
I heard there's like a girl group called Pink Fantasy where
yes.
With the rabbit.
So there's the group Pink Fantasy, and for them, their concept is all Alice in Wonderland. But the gimmick within that group is that one member, their face isn't revealed, so they're constantly wearing a mask, like a straight up like rabbit head that you would see on like Mickey Mouse's head, kind of like
more like EDM. Like
no, that has fur, but she's upgraded to like I think a half mask or something recently.
Okay. I just looked up a pic on Google and okay,
it horrifies you, doesn't it?
A little bit. This is stuff I would see out of Silent Hill.
So yeah, that's what I mean by like gimmicks in K-pop are a little different to concepts.
Hot pants.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, for G, they had the colorful skinny jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so, like, with concepts, we're talking about retro concepts, girl crush concepts, throwback concepts.
Okay, I'm going to ask
movies.
This.
Movies.
I'm going to ask this question to the panel. just as a curiosity now, just because of this. Now, do you guys have favorite concepts?
Girl crush.
Yeah, Jamie tends to prefer the girl crush. I don't have a particular style that I like.
Mm-hmm.
Goth.
Oh, Jamie really likes suits.
Oh yeah, I mean, that's a gimmick.
It's a gimmick.
That sounds more like a. About to say that sounds like a gimmick
No, it's a gimmick and a concept because
oh my god,
the concept would be gentleman.
So Daniel wasn't wrong earlier then when he said gimmick.
No, there's crossovers. So the suit, the gimmick is the actual suit, but the concept itself is gentleman. Why are you raising your hand like a child? What's happening here?
It was serial killers for Monsta X.
Yeah. Or serial killers for that.
But the gimmick is suits.
Yeah. But, like, do you get what we're saying? What
yes,
I'm saying?
I think I do, yeah.
Okay. So, like, yes, a gimmick can play into the concept and be taken as a concept, but a concept is not the gimmick.
Are we just going to ignore me asking Melissa what's your favorite?
Oh. No, Melissa is, she's just thirsty for a really pretty voice.
Jesus.
If you look like a Final Fantasy boy.
Yeah.
She's gotcha.
That's not much of a concept, but
that's a gimmick.
Yeah. She doesn't have a preferred concept. Okay. She's kind of a hoe like that. She just likes anything that her favorites do.
No, I'm sure there's a theme somewhere if we look at her stuff, right?
No, there isn't. I've seen all of her things. There is no theme.
There's gotta be a thread.
They're wearing those stupid little cat, the fuzzy cat ears, and they're singing like that. She would like them if they were rapping hardcore or rapping really shittily.
A true stan.
Yeah.
Unlike us.
Okay.
The closest that you're gonna get is one of my favorite groups has a pirate concept.
Oh, that's true.
Their entire theme is a pirate.
Not recently.
Yeah, y'all.
Oh my god, expand.
They started with that. So
it's still following the pirate concept.
So moving into that, like, oftentimes concepts change from song to song.
I have, like, long-lasting concepts.
Yeah.
On the list.
Or you have the groups that are like, we do this well, so we're just gonna stick with it all the way.
Vix.
I feel like we should really get into that list.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, the girl ones are always, like, girl crush, sexy, mm-hmm. or cute. Like, that's just in general.
Innocent.
Yeah, I see it.
You know, that's just, like, types of women, I guess. It's, like, the maiden, the mother, and the crone. It's that sort of concept.
Oh, if you want to see a good history of all the concepts that girl groups do, just look at all of Girls' Generation's title tracks. They are, like, the literal textbook of, like, every single concept.
Girl/boy next door. Self-explanatory.
Uh-huh.
Vampires, just every fucking vampire video I've ever watched. The bad boy, bad girl, rebel bullshit. That mm-hmm. is awful, because it's just, yes, we're riding a motorcycle. So badass. Or skateboarding.
Okay.
Light versus dark, that's just albums most of the time. There's fairy tales. Just all the movies. Literally, throw any movie at the wall. This one I hate. High school uniforms. Discuss.
That's the gimmick. Concept is high school romance, usually.
The pseudo-military uniforms. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Girls' Generation did.
Yep.
Like I said, if you want to see every concept, literally look at Girls' Generation. I'm not even fucking around. Like, they are my top group. But, like, holy shit, these people do not, like, their concepts don't last longer than a single song, like a single title track.
Basically, what I'm getting from this is Dom really likes Girls' Generation. You should use them as the base.
We already knew that. 90s retro. That's just now. Sci-fi apocalypse. Like, the world's ending, we have to save it, or we're all gonna die together. That's also a thing.
That was very specific.
Watch a video and see how specific
it is. Welcome to sci-fi!
And this is not really a concept, just a thing I know about, or pointed out. All the boy bands are in love with the one girl. They only get one girl.
Again, that's more of a gimmick kind of thing.
I think it's lack of money, more like.
Yeah, well, yeah, but it's also, it's a use by having a single girl, it's more easily for like subconsciously for people to place themselves in the girl's shoes and then be like, oh yeah, this is my lover. People exist like that.
I mean, countless phone games attest to that.
Yeah.
Oh, my games exist.
Also, so cute, it makes me want to fucking puke.
That's the bubblegum pop.
Yep.
Fascinating.
Yeah. So, like it says, like, it varies between music and then just, like, look and design. So, typically what they try to do, Dreamcatcher is known as a concept group. Like, they're concept masters, essentially. So they play well into their theme for essentially not only the whole like album slash track list, but the photo shoot, their MVs, their music, the lyrics. So they're very concept heavy group.
Their performances.
So their performances are always great, but I'm talking about specifically Dreamcatcher's concepts. Because Dreamcatcher has made kind of a name for itself within like the fandom to be... create these entire story arcs across multiple mini albums and such. So one of like the very first Descent songs you listen to, Scream.
Oh god, I never escaped this song.
That was what the first song for their dystopia era. And so the entire concept was one, a dystopia, but then two, it was also about people who attack others online, and then they carry that theme and concept through their other tracks that came afterwards for to complete an entire story arc for the concept.
Three albums worth.
Yeah, damn. So it was Scream, then Boca, then Odd Eye. So, like, these can get super involved, and it builds, like, a whole world. So that's a different, another sort of concept that people do.
I thought of two more.
Okay.
We got It's Summer. And also, We're Cowboys.
End that happened state. A lot, I noticed.
Yeah, a lot of Western aesthetics tend to... you find a lot of Western aesthetics in K-pop.
Like, hate Bebe comes to mind, like, immediately.
But yeah, no, a lot of Western concepts come into, like, a lot of Western, like, U.S. kind of stuff come into it, since K-pop is such a mix of not just, like, Korean music, but Westernized or Koreanized Western music styles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, fourth generation has shifted more towards a more pure Western style. Like, they don't really do as much, like, fiddling, I guess. So, that's why I think fourth gen appeals a lot more to a Western audience, like, fourth gen as a whole. And they don't really appeal all that much to the local business base. Which, fair, there's more money to be found Western because more people were likely to get into it and pay money for it, including the exorbitant, expensive fucking shipping prices.
Case in point.
Yeah. So, like I said, concepts are kind of vague, but very super specific.
It seems like it's something you can recognize immediately.
Yeah, so typically as soon as a music video comes on, most people, I think, would understand, oh, this is the concept of the music video, like, right off the bat.
And this is and it should be, like, the concept of the group itself.
For that
At least for track. This era, yes.
Yeah, for that era.
If you just keep watching them, you'll pick them up.
You've watched a lot now, actually. Have you noticed any specific concepts?
Let's see... I definitely saw what you meant with the girls' generation as we went along that deep dive.
Yeah.
80s with the pirates, or am I thinking of something else?
No, that's correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Learning.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of this right now.
Dreamcatcher with the kind of faux magical, kind of gothy, kind of mysterious vibe, at least from the songs I've heard.
Dreamcatcher's concept is more rock, metal, pop kind of style, so.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
With like witchy undertones, that's basically what
witchy, it is. Thank you, witchy undertones. That's what I'm like.
Yeah, I'm helping you.
Very, very Wiccan, kind of like gave me vibes of. Mamamoo is very
vocal.
They're vocal heavy.
Entire concept is just vocals.
Yeah, very strong vocals. I guess
also individuals.
Yeah. I guess the talent speaks for itself there.
Oh, speaking of which, so you can actually find like concepts within like the members themselves too.
Elaborate, please.
Okay, so
I know what you're talking about.
It's like okay, fair is fair. A lot of it's probably just their personal styles and stuff. But like, after so many groups that I've seen that we've seen, there's a very similar trend with very like specific members within their positions.
That was literally the breakdown of Orange Caramel.
When yeah, those
three they embody girl crush, like sexy and pure.
Yeah, well, pop.
Pop.
Yeah, pop. So, like, oftentimes, like, their personalities will fit into a very certain subset, and a lot of people enjoy watching them do very specific things, and they don't like them, like, breaking out of their box, or it weirds a lot of people out when people change concepts. Because, G-Friend, when they first debuted, they, them and A-Pink really followed that, innocent girl kind of like pure concept from the that Girls' Generation started with
shoujo manga shalala.
And then so when they came out with their very first concept change with a fingertip, I want to say it threw everyone off. Like a lot of people didn't like it, and then they were like, oh, I don't like the shift that G-Friend's going through. So, like, doing a concept change is very risky.
In K-pop.
That's why, if you notice with quite a few groups, when they do a certain style, they continue to do it and they don't break out of it. Like, I've mentioned this before, but Blackpink, they've kind of just done the same style, music, and girl crush concept the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't really, like, all of their music follows a very similar formula. So, like, they don't change their concept because it works. Like, which, fair, if it's still bringing you shit tons of money, don't fix what's not broken, right?
Mm-hmm. I will say,
if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
He's just a bad producer.
That's a hot take.
Yep. I'm sticking by it.
Oh, well, I mean, people say that a lot about Teddy, actually.
Yeah.
It's actually a pretty common thought within, like, at least with older K-pop fans. Like, the people that were in second, third generation that watched 21.
Yeah.
I think most people felt it was a real waste of 21, like, when they kept getting the same style of song, and when they did manage to do a different song, it was like a breath of fresh air, and it made people stay. But at the same time, doing the same repetitive songs is just like, okay, you can only do this so many times before, like, as your fans get older, they get tired of this and they start to leave.
Has there ever been an example where just a concept just didn't work anymore for a group?
Well, BTS didn't start gaining a lot of Western popularity until they came out with, what was it? Dope. And then by the time they hit Blood, Sweat, and Tears, they had a much more Western-friendly, like, pop style.
Mm-hmm.
With the intermixing, with a nice interlay of rap. So when they started, they were a very rap-heavy group, and not many people liked their early stuff. Like, I don't recall them being all that talked about.
It wasn't until they kind of switched to a more pop-friendly sound.
It wasn't until it started getting, like, much more catchy. Like, they were following that, like, kind of K-pop formula of having a really nice hook to get people and then just stick that line in their head. And they're like, oh, yeah, what's that song where they're just, like... So, Dope was really popular among other idols, which is what I think helped translate it to the fans. And they're like, oh, let me go listen to this song that my idols are listening to. And then from there, it just kind of snowballed. And then by the time they hit Blood, Sweat, and Tears, it's kind of like they found that sweet point. And then they really blew up. westernly, like western wise.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, they just kept going more and more pop, which is where my interest faded.
Okay. So it really depends on the group and the reception.
And your personal taste.
Yeah.
Really.
And your and an individual's taste. Got it.
Yeah. So like I said, concept changes can damage a group a lot. So like people will leave. They'll stop being interested. And some people actually just stop listening to people that way too.
Okay. Now, since it's kind of a follow-up of my earlier question, and it's been sprinkled out here a few times, do any of you have concepts you just concepts you absolutely hate? I know that Jamie said he hates high school.
Bubblegum pop.
Yeah, she doesn't like the real like bubblegum pop styles.
Okay.
I don't really care. Again, like, look, I've mentioned this before, but my tastes are so fucking wild and like varied. If I like it, I like it. Like, there's no helping that. So
it's
like,
hard
I like
to pin her, to pinpoint her on. On what she'll like, who she'll like in a group, and you can't tell with this bitch.
I just don't like Agyo or whatever.
Agyo, yeah. So Agyo's like that kind of like forced cuteness concept.
Mm-hmm.
So like there's a specific member. Usually the youngest one gets pinned with this a lot, so they have to basically do like this super forced fake cute.
You got one, Melissa?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, it would probably be similar to Jamie's of not really caring for like the bubblegum pop. But I think that's also just because typically what I prefer listening to are guy group. So you don't really get to hear that a lot.
You know, wait a minute. You listen to fucking NCT Dream.
Okay, but to be fair, NCT Dream's not my favorite of the groups within
you
NCT.
You can't say that, though. You listen to NCT Dream.
I call this section
but they're...
putting Melissa on blast.
To like be fair, they're more pop. Like bubblegum pop stuff is not really what I care for. Their later stuff is really what I like, where they don't have that concept.
Fair, but also still...
Jeez.
That entire group's concept was the underaged members of fucking...
This is true.
I think it's more about the vibe for me.
Got it.
In general, besides just bubblegum pop, like... Because you can do bubblegum pop and you'll still listen to it sometimes, but it needs the vibes, man.
Or if it's like super bright, Jamie doesn't tend to like the super bright. Like
neon.
Yeah.
So that's just a me thing. That's like a personality. I hate neon colors. Like the, it's actually amazing I like 21 because they had so much neon colors back then.
Well, because it was transparent, it was like muted with other darker colors.
It was the spikes.
Okay.
It was really gay for the leather spikes. Anyway.
No question.
But yeah, no, like, so these two are pretty clear cut in what they like.
Mm-hmm.
In the terms, Jamie has a very specific thing. Like, she's just like, I'm not a fan of this. Melissa's just a hoe who likes whatever her favorites do. Mm. And then for me, yeah, you would never be able to guess what I would like and what I don't like. Like, there are times when, like, it's just like, oh, you would think that you would like this member of the group, but I'm just like, nope, that's not the member I like.
Dreamcatcher.
I mean, I feel like if you knew me well enough, you could have said that Shion was my favorite. Yeah.
Super Junior pick was also surprising.
Hmm?
Your Super Junior pick was also a little surprising.
I don't have a favorite in Super Junior.
No, you did pick once, and it was.
Did I?
Yeah.
Did you?
But anyway, I pick.
Shindong.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. It was that actual conversation we had. But don't worry about it. You change your mind all the fucking time. Yeah, she's also just wishy-washy. It's fine.
Yeah, because I don't remember this conversation unless it was just you guys.
No, I have to specify, like, I only flip-flop on guy groups because I never like guy groups enough to actually, like them.
That's fair.
Like, to become, like, actual fans of them. It's always girl groups, and once I have a favorite in a girl group, I stick with them. It's just guy groups. I'm just like, it might be him. Oh, for this comeback, it's this dude. Like,
It's whoever's fitting the actual, like, song you're listening to.
Yeah, doing their job.
Yeah. Oh, no, but I do have, like, one set one from BTS where I'm just, like, of all of them, if I was a fan and I did have to pick one, I would always pick this member, and that's Suga.
Oh, really? It's RM for me.
Yeah, no, it's Suga for me.
I agree with Suga, though, so.
But I really like that song Euphoria, so whoever's saying that, that's my favorite.
It has nothing to do with any of their looks, by the way. I don't think they're...
Oh, yeah, like...
I'm sorry. Hold, cut that out.
Okay, noted.
No, but yeah, so it's like, with guy groups, it's not really, like, I don't have a particular... If anything, it's like, oh, it just happens to be the member that I know the most of, kind of thing with guy groups.
Fair.
Like, so just offhandedly... Here. Oh, this conversation devolved, though.
Yeah, let's kind of wrap it up and move on to our descent.
What is there to wrap up?
I don't know. I thought we had to do this. We have to do the descent regardless.
Oh. Just go into, unless you have any final thoughts or questions, Daniel.
I don't. I really don't.
No, I think just every time that you watch a new MV, it'll be just something in the back of your mind that you'll be paying attention to.
Yeah, it's basically more work now on this podcast.
So every time we have a descent song, you have to pick out what the concept was.
I'm not doing goddamn homework.
You don't have to do that.
Thank you.
I was joking, to be fair, guys. You know
how much of it was
that.
Joking and how what was the percentage of joking? What was the percentage of, like, I really hope he does this?
50-50.
That's what I thought.
You know me better than that. Come on.
To suffer and do it, and I don't fucking care. And
descent, please.
Okay, so the descent this time was Jamie's pick.
Do I just say it?
Yeah.
Yes. Introduce the song, please.
You've been doing this for like 30 plus episodes.
Only?
To be fair, I guess I've always been the one to say the title.
Okay, it's Ailee's I Will Go To You Like the First Snow, which was specifically done for a K-drama that we are watching. So... Actually, Melissa was not allowed to watch this video.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to watch it.
Yeah, she was banned from watching the video.
Okay, so I was like tangentially familiar with this song because I was hearing it in the background because my mom was watching this series. So I was like, why does this sound so goddamn familiar to me? And, like,
the Lonely
thinking, like,
Guardian.
yeah, and then I'm thinking and then I'm playing it like on my phone and she walks by like, oh, that's from that one show I like, that's what it is. God damn it, that show I had to go back and forth to try to get the stream for her. Fuck.
Yeah.
Wasn't easy to find.
It's not that hard to find.
It was hard to find to play on the freaking streaming device, that's for sure.
No, just go to Viki.
It's hard to use an Amazon Fire Stick, okay?
Well,
this anyway. Podcast is not sponsored, by the way.
Huh. Don't remind
so,
me.
So, yeah. So, Goblin was a super hit K-drama that aired, like, what?
2016
to 2018. Somewhere around that area.
It was like
the
late 2016.
The reason why the drama was so highly anticipated was because the director is very well known to wait literal years and hold on to scripts until she has every actor that she specifically envisioned for her role. Mm. and then the other big name drama that she did was was Coffee Prince.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple other ones, but the biggest one right now I can think of is Coffee Prince.
Well, she did that Monarch one. After.
The Monarch one didn't do well.
I know it didn't, but still. So, it's on Netflix.
It might be
continuing to the song, please, guys.
Yeah, so song itself, like, very pretty ballad, really good vocals. I really don't know what else to say because I'm not familiar with the drama, so I didn't really...
Did you read the lyrics?
No.
You should go read the lyrics real quick.
Fine. While you guys talk.
just pull it up and read it while, like, the rest of us talk. But yeah. No, Ailee's a great vocalist. She's known as she's one of the best vocalists in Korea right now.
I can tell.
From the younger, quote-unquote younger group generations.
She's one of those people that they always call for OSTs. She's also, like, one of my favorites. Because, of course, she is. I
like how that's the justification on that. Of
I chose the it's like she's like, what
words? Because, obviously.
Oh, God, this is heartbreaking.
Jamie's a vocal snob, so.
Jeez.
I chose the live because she deserves it.
Wow, these are some heartbreaking ass lyrics.
Yeah,
she made a whole nation cry. It's
she
okay.
did. She did. She legitimately made them all cry.
All right.
I mean, it fits with the drama. I still need to finish said drama. What we have like what four more episodes? Six more?
I have no idea where you're on.
We're at like 14.
We're not here to talk about dramas on this podcast, unfortunately.
We'll do a spinoff with Sabrina.
I am not. As long as I don't have to be on it, sure.
We'll handle it. It's fine. I'll be dragged into it at some point.
Don't. God, for a choice of words.
Anyway. So yeah, like, great song, great vocals. Not much else to say. She made people cry.
Yeah. All right, if you guys want to recommend a song for The Descent, hit us up on the official network socials at NGP Productions on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. You can find a link to our Discord. We're always there also. It's a great way to get in touch with us. But where can our listeners find you individually? So start it off with Dom.
I'm on Twitter at That's the Raven.
Melissa.
At Subject Despair.
Jamie.
At Violet Dreadly.
And you can find myself at Perpetual Player on Twitter. Thank you so much for listening to the show. If you like what we do, please leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to our show. And then until next episode, this has been Dragged into the K-Pop Abyss. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.